need some dirt. This is a My Top Dirt Alert. Up-to-the-minute entertainment and pop culture news heard at the top of every hour on My Talk 107.1.
Yeah, that's really great. Could you please tell us what's going on?
Well, for those of you who like your entertainment news at the top of the hour, I have brought some this hour.
Woo!
Are you ready, Julia?
This is so exciting.
Yes. Did you know that after an acclaimed turn as Margaret Thatcher on The Crown, Gillian Anderson is now going to play another famous female person in politics, Eleanor Roosevelt?
Yes, tell us more.
She's going to be in Showtime's The First Lady, an upcoming anthology that will talk about the political lives of three First Ladies of the United States, or FLOTUS, as some people like to call them.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
She's so good.
Yeah, she really is.
People are loving her on The Crown.
Yep.
Daft Punk, I know you were a big fan of this French electronic duo. How about you, Brittany?
Oh, yeah, always.
They are breaking up after 30 years.
They are? Why?
Their publicist confirmed the split, but declined to provide further details. So maybe we'll play some Daft Punk later this hour to celebrate them. They had some jams.
You know, that's a long partnership.
30 years. And they had some hits. One More Time.
Yes, that one.
That was one. Around the World, Around the World. I'll play some for you. I'll get you into it, Julia.
Oh, I can't wait.
You want one more, Julia?
She wants one more.
The Simpsons are making a move to diversify its voice cast. As you might remember, they no longer want the white people portraying the voices of people of color. They changed the person who did Apu a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And now Harry Shearer is going to no longer do the voice of Dr. Julius Hibbert, a black character.
Yeah.
Starting with the February 28th episode, Kevin Michael Richardson, who is a voice actor who's actually been on The Simpsons 70 times, he, a black man, will now do the voice of Dr. Hibbert, a black character.
Mm-hmm. That'd be great.
So that's what I got for some dirt.
I'm very impressed.
It's better than last hour.
We can always improve.
But not as good as the 5 o'clock hour is going to be.
No,
so watch out for that.
I cannot wait.
Edge of my seat.
Okay, see you then.
Thank you.
I just needed some dirt. Thank you.
My Talk Dirt Alerts at the top of every hour. And at 8:20, 12:20, and 5:20 on My Talk 107.1.
Off and running. Hour two of the Monday edition of the Lori and Julia show. Lori's still not here. I guess back tomorrow, right?
Yep.
So, and I did not play this in the 3 o'clock hour because I was a little discombobulated for a variety of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
So let's play this.
It's Brittany Witch.
She's here.
We just had a dance break, Rocco. Yeah, so we're coming in strong.
We're danced around with seven varieties of chicken sandwiches.
Yeah,
well, that's why.
Yeah, no, it's not great.
That's why we had that chicken experience.
It's not great.
Okay, so here's, we've heard so many different events and things have had to pivot and change it up and doing different things. A couple things happening for you auto show lovers. I think this is really a cool idea. So instead of doing it inside the Minneapolis Convention Center, which is where it usually is.
Yeah.
And last year, I think it was just canceled. This year, it's going to be coming to the State Fair, and they're announcing the neighborhoods. So it's seven theme blocks in the fairgrounds showcasing different motorized vehicles. So it's like going on a road trip.
Oh, fun.
So once you get in there, there's the electric vehicle neighborhood. So there's going to be electrics and hybrids and learning more about those. You can test drive them.
You can test drive them?
Yeah.
That's
test
wild.
Drive one. Then there's going to be the fun neighborhood, and from bumper cars to zip lines. So it'll be cool activities for kids of all ages. So some fun interactive things, meeting hometown heroes. Rocco, they've extended an invitation to you, and including you're going to see your state patrol there, your fire people there. You can get in squad cars and fire trucks. So
that's
making
awesome.
That really fun. Then there's the heavy duty neighborhood. Explore, dump trucks, snow plows, tractors, looking for a new career. You can learn about these different things. Then there's the lifestyle neighborhoods. And these are car club members will take residents through a show of lifestyles like classic, customs, exotic, hot rods, lowrider, those kind of things. And there's the military, World War II trucks. And then there's the motorcycle neighborhood. And then there's the outdoor adventure neighborhood where you can see all the new camping. I mean, camping's all the rage. Having an RV's all the rage. You can find jet skis, kayaks, RVs, luxury motorhomes. I remember when I, my ex's parents had a motorhome and a Bounder or something. And it was so big. And we would go on road trips like the Dells.
Yeah.
And I thought there's nothing more fun than this. And when I grew up, we would take Winnebago trips to California and stuff. And it's just so much. Do you guys like
love the idea? I mean, I want to rent. They can rent them, and I want to do so bad. The idea, I want to bring my dogs and my cat with on every trip. And so for me, I want an RV real bad.
They're all right there.
It'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
My husband would probably hate it, but I would love it.
Mm-hmm. Rocco, what was Bea Arthur yelling at you about?
Oh, she was just confirming that you were mad at me for messing up the 3 o'clock dirt alert. but back to the show.
When the boss comes in, you always wonder, what did we do wrong today?
But so this auto show is mid-May.
Yes.
May 15th through the 23rd.
Oh, that'll be so fun.
And discounted tickets, like reduced ticket prices now through February 28th, which today is the 22nd. Yeah. So you have 6 days and they're just $10.
What a great, I mean... That's an activity. That sounds like a full day.
I know it. I'm very impressed with that. I'm impressed with that. And the Twins submitted a plan to the governor's office about starting to bring back the fans in 2021, starting with 10,000 people at a game. That's 25% capacity.
That's cool.
For the ballpark. So we're hoping that gets out there.
You know what's going to be fun this year is that the St. Paul Saints are now the Twins farm team.
I know they are.
So that's going to be super
fun. I know they are.
So hopefully we can get
the Saints had fans last year.
Yeah.
And they made it work. I mean, we're outside and we're hopefully the vaccinations are going to be coming.
Oh, yeah.
We can see the light at the end of this tunnel.
I can.
How much outside stuff we did last spring? I mean, because it's all we had to do.
I know.
Let's go take a walk around the neighborhood.
I remember, let's walk around the neighborhood to see who has a bear in their porch window, who has a rainbow in their porch window.
Who has a rainbow coming out of their fish sticks. I'm still kind of puzzled by that.
There's somebody who relates to that.
That was the people who live in Wisconsin. I was with them this weekend. Okay. Yeah.
We're talking fish sticks, and Brittany's like, did you have a rainbow that came out of
you guys? It's like, it looks like an oil spill and water.
I understand. It's their skin.
It's not their skin, and I just said yes to that when you said it, because I was so happy that somebody was relating to me. But it's only like one, there will be people who know what I'm talking about. Like, it's like that iridescent look on the fish stick when you break it open.
Did you eat like in a black light room?
I can't with you guys. Iridescent fish
velvet
sticks.
Paintings on the wall or something.
The thing is like if you don't know, you don't know.
If you don't know.
If you don't know, I full of chemicals from fish sticks?
Yes,
probably.
Obviously I see that was what the aura is around you.
Step one, get
admitting
a better
it.
Co-host. You're done tomorrow and she's back. The one and only.
What's step two?
Step two. Get better food.
Yeah, no kidding. All right.
I want to know, you guys are going to make fun of me, but what is a farm league? So I know what the Saints are, and I love the Saints, but like what's
the
so exciting
feeder
about?
Team. It's like we have AAA team. It's the feeder team to the Twins.
It's like the, have you heard of the minor leagues?
Yeah.
Right?
And
So what
were they before?
The Saints were just like a fun league.
They were far away. Our minor leagues were far away, but right now you can watch them in the Twin Cities and get used to some players before they go on to the Twins.
Like when we drafted Joe Mauer, number one, he wasn't good enough to be in the leagues yet. So he started out, down in Iowa or something.
The AAA team or something.
And then he moved up to the AA and up to the AAA. And the AAA team was like in Rochester, New York. And so we'd hear reports, Joe Mauer's looking good. And we're like, we don't know because he's in Rochester, New York. Now, if a Twin has a prospect, he's going to play across town. So when you go see the Saints, it's going to be a whole different thing. Instead of being like, hey, this is kind of a fun bunch of guys who are probably not good enough to play in the majors, but are, are still going at it and making money and we're having fun. Now it's going to be like some serious ball players over there.
It's exciting.
I mean, I love the Saints as is. I've gone to way more Saints games than I've ever gone to Twins games. I think that Mike Vec kills it.
They're both good.
Yeah, but I think that there's something about the Saints that if you're not that into baseball, you could bring anybody there and they'd be like, this is a grand old time.
I feel the same way about the Twins.
Well, Faints is more
tomato,
fun.
Tomato, tomato.
Faints is more fun.
Mm-hmm. So. For you.
I mean, they I have do a pig. Love, I like, they have a pig.
They do have a pig. They do have a pig.
Breaking news.
Yep.
Teresa just called in, and she's going to school us all about the rainbow that comes out of the fish stick.
Teresa, okay. You are.
Teresa, help our Brittany out Name for sake. Crying out loud.
No, help well, us Brittany, out, because we're the doubters, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Brittany, you are wrong, and Julia is right. It is part of the skin that remains on the fish when they cut it, because that part of the fish that is for fish sticks, it's kind of like the crappy end pieces.
Yep.
And it always has a little bit of the skin left on it. It's not the whole piece of skin. It's like a layer of the skin. Mm-hmm. And that's why it looks like oily, because it's not the surface. The surface would have like a rough texture to it. It has that undersurface where it is oily. And so that's why it looks like that.
Teresa, you know, that's my confirmation name.
That's a great name.
Teresa, the little rose. I just, was the saint.
I just got owned, and I appreciate it, Teresa.
I didn't know what she was talking about. You know, her mom would put different food in front of them, so we didn't know if she really actually had a rainbow.
But she might have been eating Skittles and didn't really know it. Who knows?
I tasted that rainbow.
Thanks so much for the call. Have a good day.
You're welcome. You too. Bye-bye.
I'm just so happy that somebody verified that there is a rainbow in there. And okay,
we told it's like you a, there was. It's no, called no, the skinny okay, goofball.
But here's the thing. It's like the plywood of fish. So it doesn't, it's not on the outside of it. The skin isn't in there, like she was saying. So you were right. But like you can understand how like 8-year-old Brittany did not understand that it was the skin because it was within there.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Look at the time. All right. We'll
Teresa,
be right back.
Can I come live with you?
We'll be right back with Random Thoughts.
You know, I saw this story the other day.
Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if.
And now, Julia's Random Thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
Well, Brittany wants us to rebrand the randoms as brandoms.
Just when I do them.
Brittany's randoms.
I'll work on that.
I know, brandoms.
Don't do more work, Rocco. I can always just say
no,
brandoms.
No, please, please don't do more work. She's not coming back for a long time. We're getting feedback from across the pond.
Yeah. Who's the chick with the rainbow coming out of her fish tanks?
Right.
She was, okay, Teresa, back on the line.
All right.
My only friend out there. Hey.
She really wasn't your friend. She
was
told you.
On my side that the rainbows existed. Rocco doesn't believe they exist.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that what you got from that?
Honestly, I'll take even an enemy of my enemy.
Okay.
Should I run around town getting four brands of fish sticks before?
No.
Okay.
No, you just want to leave the show. Why doesn't anyone want to work with me?
I wonder why. Hey, guys, have you ever had trouble remembering someone's name?
All the time. Yes. Literally all the time. So I just call them honey. Yes.
Well, I've got the website for you.
Okay.
It's called flowingdata.com. Flowingdata.com. It will help you figure out their name. So let's say I meet somebody and I'm like, okay, I know that their name started with a B. And it was a man, and I know they were born in the 80s. You can put it in there, and they'll say there's a 50% chance their name was either Brian, Brandon, or Ben.
Really?
Yes.
It's like the crossword puzzle helper.
Yes, it like
so
breaks
down. So you put
down,
in how many, yeah,
like what you
okay.
think, you know, you give it these clues, and it'll help you figure out. Like if you said they were born in the 90s, and their name started with a B, there's a 40% chance, and it was a woman, their name was Brittany, Brianna, or Brooke.
Wow.
Yeah. So for people who are bad with names, because I've also been called by honey by you a few times.
Well, when I didn't know who you were.
So this will be perfect.
Okay. So it's called
flowingdata.com.
Well, that's interesting. Okay.
Isn't it? I'm so glad I brought that for you.
Thank you. That was really fun.
Here's a fun fact. People who wear glasses are 3 times less likely to catch COVID because they don't rub their eyes.
Is that true?
Yeah, of course it's true. Why, what do you think I would bring us lies?
Well, and I don't rub, or contacts, I would say, because I don't.
I touch my face a lot.
Yeah.
With contacts in? I don't touch my eyes if I have contacts in. I just try to get them. I had to Google how to get them out last week.
But don't you, like, touch them trying to fix them or anything?
No.
No, you don't even go near them. So you think that contacts have the same effect?
Well, I don't know for me, but I guess I touch the area around my eyes. So you touch your face a lot still?
Oh, I mean, I touch my face constantly. I have a real problem.
Do you think it's helping?
What, like my face?
What do you? You just do.
I just do. Like, I feel like a little kid sometimes where I do that. My favorite thing in the world, take the heel of my hand, shove it in my eye, and rub it. Oh, I love doing that.
Tell me you're kidding me.
No, right I love now, that. It's a great feeling.
Okay. Apparently, you haven't done that in front of me because the only thing you're supposed to put near your eyes is your third finger, which is this one, which is called your wedding ring finger.
Yeah, yeah.
Your ring finger. And you tap from the outside of your eye in. To apply makeup or lotion or anything, that is all the rubbing you should be doing. That Julia, is a very gentle part of your skin and that you can do damage.
Julia, I'm a mess of a person.
Well, we know that.
But like nothing feels better. And it's like that little kid mode where you just rub your eyes. It feels so good.
I'm an eye rubber, yeah.
Are you? But haven't you? I noticed when I traveled that one time at band camp this year, I did wear my glasses because felt like I was safer.
Less likely. There you go. You so
30% less likely if you wear your glasses.
I mean, you made up that 30. I don't know where you got that.
What did you call
30%?
It?
I didn't say a percentage, but you said 30. So we'll go with it. 30%.
It didn't have a percentage. All right. That's going into the garbage.
But you know how you said the travel thing? That's really interesting because 38% of people would give up sex if they could travel right now.
Like, leave this job right now? I would.
Fun fact. So if people could travel right now, there are people who, 48% of people, would quit their jobs right now if they could travel with consequence-free travel. That's how much people miss traveling.
We're going to give travel a try next week. We'll see how it goes.
Yep. Where are you going, honey?
We're going to go to Breckenridge.
You're going skiing.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm giving it a try next week, too.
I'm doing nothing.
We're both gone?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I'm not going for the whole week like you. You're using, I'm just going for a long extended weekend to Florida.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be a blast.
I can't wait.
So did you have to give up sex for that?
Or you just it's not really optional? Hard right now.
It's just an option. You chose. I just decided,
do I want to do all the work alone again? No. I'll just quit for a day. Okay, yeah. Done. And I just bought a ticket instead.
Mm-hmm. Done and done. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you know how chefs wear that big old hat with all those weird folds in it?
Yeah.
That represents the 100 folds in a chef hat represents 100 ways to cook an egg.
I knew this.
Your face is lying. You didn't know this. This was a new fact.
I didn't remember the number, but I did know this. That was something, the oofs.
UK, there's definitely 100 ways to cook eggs.
That's a French thing. But there might be 107. There might be 90.
Oh, God, I love you. It's like 10,000 lakes.
There's not exactly.
There's 12.
Well, then they add more folds to each time they discover a new.
They do not.
Look at you, Rocco. You're such a brat.
I don't believe in this.
Do you think she's just lying?
I don't believe in rainbow fish sticks, and I don't believe that 100.
Are these even factual facts that you're bringing us today?
When did Rocco and I become enemies? I don't remember this. It was ever since the chicken war. We both didn't decide on the same chicken. We've been.
I know.
Like I thought.
Did you pick Popeyes?
I think I picked Popeyes.
He picked Popeyes.
And what did we pick? We picked Chick-fil-A.
But eat Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm. I mean, Popeyes, I did eat another round of it when I said I was really full.
Was it better?
It was pretty good. I think Chick-fil-A and Popeyes tie for first.
Okay.
In their own way. Okay, we're getting back on the conversation you said we're not allowed to have anymore.
All right.
So, the longest wedding veil was longer than 63 football fields. Did you have a wedding veil at your wedding?
Yeah, it went to my shoulders.
Ooh.
I think I had a veil.
So did you put it over your face before and then they did the whole uncovering?
My dad uncovered my face and ta-da. I don't think I did. I do that. Was I that corny? I might have been.
So it's hard
all
to
I know
imagine.
Is my wedding dress I got a secondhand shop for $75.
It's hard to imagine. I mean, I didn't have a veil or anything, but I had a pretty low-key wedding. It would have been really weird if I would have added the one tradition of veil. But that's wild to think about that, like the unveiling.
It feels very weird, doesn't it, now to think of that today? My dress was really pretty, though.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you still have it?
I think it's in my old house.
I mean, why not? Break it
out,
I
don't think
girl.
It's there anymore, though. But I can't remember when it came time to pack.
Break
some
it
things
out.
Stay behind. The pack and play, which I really still want. You know, the baby's pack and play for grandkids in my wedding gown. I don't think either exists anymore. I really don't think they're there.
All right. Well,
do you have your wedding dress?
Oh, I have my wedding dress is It wasn't very expensive or anything like that.
Neither was mine.
It was like, I got it.
I told you mine was $75.
I got mine online. I ordered 3 online from like, you know, different stores and ended up getting, it was this cute little Calvin Klein high-low sleeveless. But I could probably wear it again because it looks just like a normal dress.
It does.
Yeah.
I just had to look it up, my wedding pictures, to see if there was a veil involved.
And was there?
There was, yes. But no, I had no recollection of that.
Isn't that?
It was the times, people. Ta-da! Oh, look at your
There's
cutie.
My cute dress.
Yeah, I don't have those pictures handy.
It'd be really weird if you had them that readily available. I'd be like, maybe you aren't done
with
that
one. Here's my divorce wedding dress. This was the first one.
Unless you looked really good, then I'd get it.
I did look cute.
Then you should keep them on hand.
Oh, for crying out loud.
There's your random thoughts.
That was special. All right, when we come back, we're just going to chat about what's going on. I'm really excited about something being made into a television program, though. We'll be right back. Lori and Julia. All right, gang. Happy day here. We're having happy fun.
What? What?
Aren't we having just fun?
I am. I think these are fun days.
I'm having a blast.
Happy day.
It's happy Monday. Okay, so here.
And this is your last day without Lori.
Yes, it is.
And she's kind of mean to you sometimes. So you should enjoy this.
She is not. Here's the deal. This is why we work so great together.
Okay. I love
because she is not mean to me.
No, you guys together.
You've forgotten.
Are. No, we.
She's been gone for like 10 days and you forgot.
It feels like 200.
I know.
No diss on you guys.
No, I get it. Trust me. This is my favorite show to listen to. And trust me, I also wish Lori was back. Because I can't listen also if I'm on it. So it's like I miss out on it. I like your guys's combo. Oh, I'm not mad at it at all. I love it.
It's interesting kind of the differences between us, but she is so much. Thank you guys for being here today. In all kidding aside, I love doing it with you guys.
Happy day.
What was it like on Friday? I was gone Friday and the breaking news of Kim and Kanye happened. Did it happen on the show?
No, it happened beforehand. Okay, but cool. Really, that wasn't breaking news. We knew it was going to happen.
I know. But that I was saw a like joke. A red alert in
I know.
My email.
I know, and I wish I had to shoot a video for it, and that was interesting too.
Okay, did you wear Skims?
I should have put on the bra that Lori had in our drawer over my clothes.
Does she have some?
We
Skims?
Still have a bra in a drawer out here from her mom that I should have just put on over my clothes and worn for the thing. I forgot to do that. My watch just is telling me to breathe.
Oh, good. I was going to remind you.
Okay, so here's the deal. I was excited about this. So for years, people have been asking Judy Blume to allow a TV or movie adaptation of It's Me, Margaret. But Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. Everyone knew it. But so she is, along with Lionsgate and Rachel McAdams, are going to star in Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret for the classic novel. And the people behind it. Writer Forston will play Margaret, and Rachel McAdams, will play her mother. Barbara in the studio book to screen. It's going to be a movie adaptation. The film, which begins production in April, will be written and directed by Kelly Freeman Craig, who is reteaming with producers James Brooks and Gracie Films. They collaborated on The Edge of 17. Did you guys see that?
No.
That is a cute coming-of-age movie for kids.
Very cute.
It's so cute. So they're just saying that Abby, who's going to be playing Margaret, is a rare talent. People are really excited. But we're blah, 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 blah. But this novel, when it was first published in 1970, tells a coming-of-age story of Margaret Simon, a sixth grader who is questioning everything about adolescence and puberty in search of the universe for what answers she can find. With her mother and grandmother trying to guide her through time when everything is changing, they too find that you never stop questioning your path, defining its meaning in life. And if everyone remembers, any time you got your period the first time, this was like, we'd just say,
oh my gosh.
We would just say, Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. Or we would make some reference to, instead of saying, did you get your period?
Yeah.
Or do you need a tampon? We'd just say, you know, Judy Blume or something. Right. I mean, so we wouldn't have to say the words out loud because it was just such a shock back then. And no one would talk about it.
Which is so funny now.
In your generation. Well, and Rocco's, I think, even when we did it, my mom said something's going to be happening to you and you should come tell me. I'm like, what? Right. You know, what?
Terrifying.
What is going to happen?
And now you see commercials for tampons and stuff, and they are pretty out front about it.
Oh, everyone is.
There's ones with them. What's the comedian? The blonde comedian that's
Kristen Wiig?
No. You know, the one that's kind of vulgar and deals with
Amy Schumer.
Amy Schumer. Yes.
She does like a Tampax commercial or something. She's just like
yelling about
blunt.
It.
We used to hide them in like things that looked like the carriers looked like where you'd carry your toothbrush. You know, the plastic toothbrush carriers. We would have those containers.
It's so awesome now, but they have period parties now. Where
oh my gosh.
If you get your period, and you know, I have a lot of family members who've had where you get period parties and you get to have a cake.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, and there's usually red frosting. It's awesome. Yes. Oh my God, you guys think I lie, and I've never lied in my life. Am I too honest? Yes, but I've never. I know.
So who comes to these?
You invite whoever. And a lot of times like it's family.
A period party?
Oh, yeah.
This is what's weird because, like, I have a family member who had a daughter, and the way they would talk about it, and I'd be like, really? I barely asked my husband to give me tampons, you know?
It's so different now.
You asked Donnie.
I wouldn't ask Donnie. I'd ask Donnie to get the orange and the food out of my car, to get me tampons.
I thought that was always a story about Donnie, that he had to run into somebody's car to get tampons once. I swear I heard that story a few times.
I don't think Donnie
I would never make him go get tampons. We have a bunch of them here.
I swear I heard that story.
Well, it's made up.
I wouldn't make that one up.
There's literally tampons in this building everywhere. They're like hidden everywhere.
Maybe you just wanted Donnie to go away for a few minutes.
Oh, would you stop? Why are you picking on me today? I'm already upset with you. And you're digging in.
Well, I'm fighting back.
It's so different too. Like the girl
I never, like really,
the girl
you've
I
been
nannied
to a period
for.
Party.
Yes, the girl I nannied for, she was so excited to get hers, and she had these packs everywhere
of
tampons,
like,
and like
you're ready,
like,
your hospital overnight,
yes, like,
to have a baby,
things,
you had your period pack.
She had her period pack years before she got it, and she'd always like be show me what was everything that was in it, had her little mite all little pack or little, you know, whatever. And it was like, they were so open to talk about it that she'd like want to talk about it. Like, you know, we'd be driving. She's like, is it painful? She would ask me things like that. And I was like, it's such a different world. And it's so much better because it was a little bit nerve wracking when I got it too, because we didn't talk about it that much. And now it's so open. These period parties, I think they're great. I know our listeners have had period parties.
I have never heard of this. Maybe, well, you know,
we need to invite you to a period party.
I don't want
to
go.
What, you don't want
to
eat cake?
Do you have to bring presents?
No. It's the most low-key party. You eat cake, and you talk about being a woman.
Yeah, you talk about that for 3 hours every day.
But to go back to Judy Blume, what a national treasure.
She's unbelievable.
My boy just read all the Super Fudge and Tales of a Fourth Grade Nothing. I mean, these books are timeless.
She's amazing.
She just captured that period,
yeah,
so to speak, of the kid of coming of age and being a tween. And so that people are still reading them, what is it, 50 years later?
And she tweeted out, it's really happening. Exciting to see the cast coming together. Off to a great start with Abby and Rachel. So she's excited.
You know, I just back to that. I think that is just so different, the times.
Yeah.
And I remember my other little sister hearing my older sister and I talking about what we were going to do about the period.
Yeah.
And my little sister listening through the shoot. Okay.
The laundry chute?
Yeah. Because we're in the bathroom. My older sister and I, she's trying to help me with a tampon.
Yeah.
And then my little sister's listening through the chute below, like, and I'm
needing to get the info.
And just would tease us. And she's like 9.
Yeah.
And I was 7. Just kidding. We're really young. But I mean, I just remember it being such a shameful experience. So that's really cool. I mean, it was just so weird.
Yeah.
It was just so weird, but that's great. And Judy Blume is a national treasure.
Absolutely. I didn't even know she had a Twitter. I'm going to give that follow.
We follow her. She's pretty funny. We do follow her. She's good to follow. So that's going to be something that's coming out tonight. ABC was plugging big time The Bachelor because it's the hometown visits with a twist.
Yeah.
And the twist is that every family is coming to the resort in Pennsylvania where Matt... The Bachelor is with Serena P, Rachel, Michelle, and I can't remember the last
Bree.
One, and Bree. And so that's going to be happening tonight. Do you, in your gut of guts, without reading anything futuristic, and I haven't read anything,
no,
think
I don't
that
read
he's going to end up with anyone?
Yeah, because he's a robot person, and he feels like he's supposed to. Yeah.
Sounds like he read something futuristic.
No, he is.
He is.
If you're listening to us in the future, you know what happens.
Is there still a Minnesota woman involved in
this? Yes, she's darling.
Which is a shame, too, because it would have been really fun to have a hometown visit in Minnesota. But...
yeah,
There's bigger losses going on.
Yeah, it would have been cute. It would have been cute. But that's going to be happening tonight for The Bachelor. That's still happening. The Australian Open is over. The tennis thing, if case anyone cares. Osaka won. She's delightful, darling, and just a really good tennis player.
Oh, good.
And then that robot guy won again.
Lots. Djokovic.
Yeah, he always wins.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't like him, right? He's one of spazzes.
I just don't like... Yeah, he spazzes a little. I just don't like him.
He's baby mode.
Yeah, he's just not Nadal or Roger. You know, you have your favorites. He's not Andre Agassi. He's not Bjorn Borg.
Yeah. He's not Arthur Ashe.
And he never will be.
He's not Rod Laver. I mean, really, I am committed to the classics here. And I just can't move on because I can't pronounce his name. So when we come back, it's going to be time for our favorite time of the day, Hollywood Speak.
So what are you trying to say?
Hollywood is the meaning of this?
I want you to Hollywood speak this. This is the latest because Gwyneth Paltrow wants you to know that she invented wearing face masks and she had COVID before anyone else.
She does it all.
Okay, so I love this that she is speaking to the New York Times to promote Goop, her brand's new vibrator. And since she was talking about something, the vibrator, she wanted to prove it to herself that she also invented the following things. Yoga, vaginal health, breaking up with a spouse, and wearing a mask. And she went on to say that she was patient zero for COVID. In February of last year, we had known about the virus, but it wasn't, you know, travel wasn't banned and everything. And she flew to Paris to go to a conference, and she wore a mask on the plane.
Before anybody was wearing masks?
Well, no, in Asia, they've been wearing masks for years.
Yeah.
But she just wore it on the plane. And so she wants you to know that she says, it's a familiar pattern in my life. I do something early and everyone's like, what she's doing? She's insane. But look at everyone adapted to it.
She is the biggest hipster ever. I can't even with her. First off, after we have to talk about this vibrator, by the way.
Okay, well, we'll do that in Sex Monday.
Sounds great.
Okay, but isn't she something?
And, like, her saying she's the, you're the first, you get to be the first in every aspect. Now you're even, your big flex is I was the first to get COVID.
Mm-hmm.
It's so cool.
And she flew home with it from France.
Ugh.
But she had a mask on, so it didn't matter. All right, what do you think about this? Have you ever thought if, like, you have a girlfriend party or you have a girls' weekend or a girls' night or something?
A period party.
I would love to have a period party. I'd love to have a party for any reason at this day and age.
Fish sticks for everyone.
We had a chicken party. We're having candy party now. We're having
Why I love coming here.
I didn't get any candy. There's candy.
It's candy over here. We'll share a little with you. Okay, so, but people call it, like, co-sleeping. Like Drew Barrymore, it was her birthday today, and she was absolutely darling. And she said, I don't like co-sleeping with anyone, and it's a thing.
Oh, so I was really worried. Last time I went on a bachelorette party.
Oh, I remember. Was this with the penis balloon?
Mm-hmm. This is not with
the penis. No, do you remember that?
Of course. No. It's etched in my memory forever.
Rocco.
Okay.
You weren't working on our show yet.
Okay, let me just tell you this. So I went on a bachelorette party in Miami, Florida.
And you were so worried about it.
I was worried about it. We were sharing beds. And I thought to myself, what? I haven't shared a bed with
you. Call that co-sleeping?
Yes, I never heard
this before.
So I was really worried about that. And you're like, Brittany, go have a blast. Why would you care? And I was like, you're right. And I ended up having a lovely time. Now, while we were there, we had this giant blow up thing.
Johnson. Mm-hmm.
Literally,
Rocco.
Okay.
Giant. It was
like, happy birthday, But it's Happy Penis.
It was this giant.
It's huge.
And of course, one of the things is that you're supposed to have, and I was more, I'm not mortified, but it, I just hated how stereotypical we were. Like, oh, we're a bachelorette with this, you know? So we just had to have random men sign it. We're supposed to give it to, give it to the
just
bride.
Just people running down the beach.
And so.
Excuse me.
Here's the problem, though. We just went to brunch. We're a bunch of Midwest girls, and a bunch of people from brunch kept their leftovers, and we were on the beach, and we get attacked by seagulls, and the only weapon we have is this giant blow-up Johnson, and we had to use it to defend ourselves against the seagulls. And this tourist sent a, we ended up getting the video from her, videotaped our friend flailing this thing in the air and fighting off seagulls who were attacking all the girls with their leftover bags. And
did you send that into Bob Saget by any chance?
No, I made a lot of videos. Iglesias, like I could be your hero, right, baby. Like,
I feel like that was the funniest thing I ever heard of before. That was so funny.
If I could get past the trauma of the moment, uh-huh, I agree, but it was just the birds, man. And if we wouldn't have had that giant blow up thing, I don't know if I would be here today.
You wouldn't have any eyeballs, at least. The birds would have gotten to you. You know, I just want to, we were talking about your generation having period parties.
Yeah, yeah.
A friend of ours, a friend of the show, wanted to know that that was the dumbest thing she's ever heard of in her life.
Okay.
And then she goes on to say, we called it the curse. I mean, that's how much times have changed when the first started menstruating. From her generation, she's maybe 10 years older than me.
And okay, so keep in mind, it's definitely not my generation that's
it's,
having.
It's the newer
it's
one.
Gen Z that's having okay. period parties.
Okay.
I still to this day consider it a curse.
But still, you got to be excited that it's no longer looked at something to be shunned or.
Well, right. It was. No, I mean, it really was. Back in the day, it was embarrassing to buy tampons or something, which is so dumb.
It's so dumb. And also.
Like, now I'm embarrassed when I buy 20 candy bars at the same time instead.
Which you should be shamed.
I literally went to the grocery store on Friday morning and I got donuts.
Yeah.
Ice cream. Peanuts. Half and half. Licorice sticks or licorice Twizzlers, the licorice rope, and something else. And I'm putting it all up. And I thought this would have been the time to do the self-checkout.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
There is not one vegetable. There is not one thing that's healthy in that thing. And I'm just like, yeah, I'm hungry.
They like give you also a brochure.
It's like 8 a.m.
They like give you a brochure also for like scurvy. They're like, make sure you get some vitamins at some point too, ma'am.
Let's do it. Okay, back to co-sleeping.
Oh, yeah, co-sleeping.
So
we're doing Hollywood Speak still?
Yeah, we're still doing that.
Cool.
So Cameron Diaz and Drew Barrymore are besties.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So they will allow... They're allowing each other to co-sleep. But I've never heard of co-sleeping because I've shared a bed with Lori for so many years.
Yeah, you guys always do that.
When they won't give us two rooms. We don't even want two rooms.
I know, at this point.
But if there's not two queens and it's a king, we always just share a bed. It's not a big deal.
Well, a king. I could sleep in a king bed with my worst enemy. We wouldn't even see each other.
Right.
It's a king is huge.
Isn't it? They're like the gift to the bedroom.
We have bed that doesn't move. You know, you can put the wine glass on with the bowling ball, the Tempur-Pedic-y stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So we have a king of that.
So nothing spills?
I literally don't even know if my husband's there 90% of the time. It's awesome. So, like, we co-sleep, but barely. Because, like, I don't know if he's there. The bed doesn't move. I don't know. I love it.
Well, that would be nice when someone moves.
Hollywood speak that, Julia.
They're not having a lot of sex.
Yeah, ding, ding, ding. I could have told you that.
All right. Well, anyway, here's who showed up for her birthday today. David Letterman came out.
Yeah.
They're good friends. I think Drew Barrymore's infectious. Lori thinks her show needs just a little kick in the butt, but she likes it. Because she's one of those personalities that's just delightful.
Well, just bubbly fun.
Call each other poo-poo.
I don't know if she always makes for a good interviewer. But I think I like her. I think she's likable.
Darling. I do think she's darling. Right. Kim Kardashian is going to document her $2.1 billion divorce from Kanye West on the final season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians and on the new show, The Kardashians, on Hulu. They want you to know that.
I'm excited.
She's definitely sad, but she feels confident in her decision to divorce him because she knows It's for the best for herself and her family.
Listen, the glimpses that we've had in their actual interactions, and keep in mind, I'm sure they've been guarded because, you know, he really didn't want to be on this show. There was a lot of moments we were like, that would be really hard to live with.
Kanye?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, they, you know, she, that's just happening, and she's not worried about her kids because they've spent so much time with their parents alone anyway.
Yeah.
And, you know.
I mean, I don't think she'd
we
be
wish
the
well.
One to, yeah.
Luann de Lesseps, the countess, she had a sober coach while filming the new seasons of Real Housewives of New York.
What is a sober coach?
Well, it's someone that goes, because they couldn't go to destinations or anything for filming this season,
yeah.
They would go to bars and restaurants, and there's always drinking and stuff going on. So she was struggling, and she had a sober coach.
Is it just like an accountability coach?
Probably.
Just like comes with you who's also sober?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'll have that job. Give me that job.
All right, you can do it. There's someone there that it's someone that is around who just helps you out. That you can talk to,
yeah.
You know,
probably
if you're
struggling, I probably would get bored though.
You would,
yeah. I'd be like, hey, you should. Yeah.
Bethany Frankel donated $540,000 to the Texas folks that are struggling with the power outage.
She's great. She's got a lot of empathy. I feel like for
it's amazing to me her philanthropy.
Yeah,
with crises. I mean, more so than anyone else who has a gob of money.
I know.
She's always there,
and she puts together things they need, not even just throwing money at them. She'll put together a whole plane.
Here's
that
some
needs
toothpaste.
Things, yeah.
Here's some hair shampoo. Here's a towel. Here's some face wash. Here's $100 cash card.
I know. Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
I know
she really does.
I know we're in Hollywood speak, but we're kind of in Real Housewives world, and I just have to tell you.
You have 30 seconds.
You
want to blow the wad now?
No. Yes. I had such bad secondhand embarrassment watching Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Why?
From last night.
Why?
Because they did like a sex party, and it was just seemed awkward, and I hated it.
Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome.
I'm glad we didn't see. Now, if people haven't watched it yet, now you know what to look forward to.
Hell no.
Ah, no. We'll be right back. This is My Talk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk107.1.com.